Are we rolling?
I just started rolling. I just started rolling.
Let's not do it yet. Oh, why not? Hey, welcome to the News You Can't Lose. Do we want to start it?
This is the start.
This is the start.
We've started. Welcome to the news.
What?
We have started. We're starting. We've started 22 seconds ago.
Well, this is the News You Can't Lose with your Loser Leaves Wrestling crew. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with Moa Jaswal. How are we doing, Moa?
I'm doing great, Red. Just keeping you on your toes, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's good. It's good to keep you on your toes. It keeps me distracted, which is important. Distractions are important these days, Moa.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I like, yeah. What are you doing to keep distracted?
This podcast.
Okay.
And nothing else.
Okay, good, good, good.
Otherwise,
good,
I'm swimming in my thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. It's keeping you up.
And a lot of caffeine. A lot of caffeine. I woke up with a night terror last night that I thought my appendix burst.
Oh, my gosh.
I woke up, and I'm just like, in severe pain. And then I got up, and I'm feeling my stomach. I'm like, where's the pain go? And then I was pacing back and forth, Googling appendix burst and side effects. It was very, very dramatic, very dramatic. But we're here talking about wrestling news. This is the distraction that we all want. We're covering August 9th to August 16th this week in the news. I guess we should just start with our not the most pressing story, but one that deserves the attention. WWE legend and Hall of Famer Kamala passed away this past week. I believe it's from cardiac arrest, but he also was dealing with some diabetes issues. He lost both his legs. How did you feel hearing about the news? Were you a Kamala fan, Moa?
I was a Kamala fan. It made me sad to think about. I was always a big fan of his character antics. I thought he was really good at character performance with the slapping of the belly and just he was really afraid of, I think, snakes or something. Or he was
very afraid of snakes.
Yeah.
As were all giants back then.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. Andre, Kamala.
Ray, Kamala. Yeah. Probably Big John Studd, I'm sure.
Sure.
I'm sure of it. Don't know it, but we're pretty confident.
Yeah.
I heard that he was like the thing is, like, I don't think I ever got the full Kamala experience. Because I don't think I saw him when he was at his scariest. Apparently, when he was on the territory scene, he was frightening. Like, I saw him as a joke character. Like, I've always seen him as a joke character, a terrible stereotype, but like a joke. Like, nothing serious about him. But I've always been curious about what he looked like when he was, like, super scary, right?
Oh, yeah. I never really thought about it. I've only seen him in this version. I didn't know there was, like, an alternate version of him where you're supposed to take him seriously.
I think, like, he started, like, this character in Memphis. And in Memphis, he'd come out with, like, a very large African mask, and he was vicious, and he tried to pull people's teeth or something like that. I don't know. But it was it's a lot scarier, apparently.
That's interesting. There was, yeah, it's a weird situation a little bit because there's, like, weird racist undertones or racial undertones to his character and his manager and everything. Mm-hmm. But ignoring all of that, I still miss him. It's hard to, like, I don't know.
We have to do a lot of ignoring in the 80s. We have to do a lot of ignoring in the 80s and the 90s, too, honestly. The next item up for business, Keith Lee got hit in the head with a fireball. Moet,
boom!
Do we need fireballs back in wrestling?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. I like supernatural stuff, even if it's cheesy. I like the way WWE does it, or at least whenever they do pull it out, then not very often. Like, everything with Kane in the 90s was super fun, and he still does that occasionally. I like all that stuff, so... I guess I'm glad they're pulling that angle.
See how it was done?
I don't know how it was done, but I did see it.
I think it was the best way for them to do it because it was pretty foolproof. A lot of times with the fireball, there's a lot that goes into it that could go wrong. The lighter doesn't work. They mislight the paper or whatever like that. This one, it was in a book. Keith Lee opened up a book and a flame just shot into his face.
It was
pretty cool.
I don't know how it was literally done. Do you know how they did it?
No.
Okay. Because I assume there's got to be, it's got to be like editing since they're able to do that nowadays.
Sure. I know it was real fire, but I don't think it got near his face.
Oh, okay.
I think they shot it to look like it went near his face, like you said.
Oh, okay. And they added like some sound effects too, I noticed. Like a little.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, a little fireball sound.
Smart. Yeah. Smart. I want more sound effects in wrestling too. Like if you have someone in a hold, I want to hear bones crack, right?
There was a a segment on, I think, NXT where a guy fell off of a tall, like, surface or whatever, and he made a splat sound on the ground.
Really?
No, it was a sound effect.
I want that. I want okay. that more of that. I want more splash and squishes in wrestling. But we're fine of the fireball. We want more fireball. Here's a serious one we got going on. Velveteen Dream is back on the scene. He recently appeared back on NXT after some allegations. He was taken off for an injury, I believe, but then he stayed off because of some allegations of sexual misconduct with a minor. Is it too soon?
I don't think he should be back at all. I think he should be gone. Yeah, so I was very shocked to see him back. I hear he's got heat backstage. A lot of the people at NXT didn't know that he was going to be there until the day of. So it just seems like a really bad call, in my opinion. I don't think he has apologized or done anything to kind of...
He's only denied.
Yeah.
He's only denied.
And there's proof, too. I mean, I guess you could say you could Photoshop it or something, but like there's multiple people that have said that he's harassed them, so...
I wonder what the rule is with, because this essentially the person that was alleging the incident that went public with it, he's very upset about it, of course, that Velveteen Dream is back. And I looked into it a little bit, and apparently the time of the incident, the kid was 16 and Velveteen Dream is 19. And I know in certain states there's like a 2 or 3 year rule where, like, if you're 17, you could date a 19-year-old. You know what I mean? Like, you could like if there's like a 3 year, like, I know you as an adult you can't have sex with a minor, but there's like a 3 year differential. If you're 16, I think 19 is technically acceptable. I don't know the circumstances. So basically, what was he doing? He was sending pictures, or was he assaulting?
No, not assaulting, but just trying to groom minors, multiple. So that one, it was like one main guy, I think, that brought it out. But there were at least a couple more that he was doing this to, where he was trying to get them to send him nude photos, and also by, like, encouraging them that, like, he'll get them jobs in WWE, or he'll get them backstage passes, or all this stuff.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
For me, that's what I find the most frustrating out of this, is that manipulation aspect of it.
Sure. No, that makes sense. I did not know the extent of the manipulation.
Yeah, there's
I
more
only
like
knew.
Psychological abuse that's okay. happened through this. I'm not even sure if they've met in person, any of them, but who knows? Yeah,
it's true. Well, moving on from that, I'll just give my 2 cents on it too. Yeah, he shouldn't be back. I agree with you, Moet. I think it's disrespectful to the accusers, and I feel that we need more information before we allow him back. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, he's not necessary. He's not needed in the show, no. So it doesn't make sense why they would do this. But
yeah, especially when they lay off so many people. They laid off so many people, and they couldn't have kept one of them that didn't have any allegations and thrown them in NXT. Yeah. Either way, fans have returned to AEW Dynamite. They have been put in pods with mask enforcers. Moet, is this a fun idea, or do you think it's a little too soon?
it's a weird. I don't know if I can call any of this fun.
Would you attend?
Would I attend? No, I would not attend. No, I don't want to risk it personally. I don't have health insurance, right? I can't risk anything right now.
Oh yeah,
how America works. Yeah.
I'm living on Medi-Cal, baby.
Lucky.
Yeah, I know.
No, they showed a video, or like at the start of Dynamite, they're like, "Yeah, we got fans. We're doing it right, folks," is what JR said. And like the guy right in the middle that's like actually working with the camera has his mask down, like all under his nose. So it's like, you dummies.
And like, that's what you get with live TV. You get a lot of idiots. Like, they should edit that out. Was this live this past week? It was, right?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It sort of depends how I don't know how detailed their like vetting process is, of like how like temperature checks and if they're keeping distance from people. Apparently they're at least keeping a good distance from the wrestlers and the rest of like the AEW talent, which I guess is good. I don't know, but you're still putting them
like
in harm.
They're pretty separate. Because of like a pod, like it's people that you already hang out with.
Yeah, I didn't know about this pod situation. That's new to me.
Yeah. Well, have you heard about pods in general with COVID?
No.
So pods are the group of people that you regularly see. For you, it's Barb and Atticus. Well, that's your pod because you live with them. You see them frequently. My pod is, you know, because I live alone, it's just my girlfriend and such that I see, and my little brother. So that's my pod. So it's the pod of which you frequently see and you don't go outside of it. You know, you don't interact directly or within a 6-foot difference with those other people. So I'm assuming they're in a pod. Sure.
Oh, so it's not a literal pod. It's not like a sci-fi. Because I was thinking like a little dome. Like
the Matrix and they get out of the gel.
That's why I was confused because I didn't see any domes in the any pods. And I'm like, tell me more about these pods. Yeah. So you're saying the pods are, you're supposed to go in with your pod mates.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what these people are doing. It's Florida. I think that's the suggested. I think that's the suggested thing, right?
Yeah, but nobody follows suggestions in Florida. That's been established already.
The land where laws are dead. But WWE is going a different route. They want virtual fans. They want virtual fans at their at SummerSlam. Moet, would you be a virtual fan?
I don't understand how that works. I was looking up video clips of NBA is doing it, and I thought they were fake. Like I thought they would just have videos of fake fans, which is what I guess fine or whatever, and pipe in like you know. Chance or whatever, sure. But it looks like you can actually like buy a seat and just have your face while like you know projected while watching the game.
Isn't that nuts?
That sounds pretty cool.
There's gonna be a bunch of LED screens apparently in the audience, and they're gonna project their images, their profiles onto this mass arena. I don't know where these are gonna go. Like, are they gonna just surround the ring and you pretend that the seats are filled, like they show the seats and make it look, they space them out so it looks like they're deep, or are they putting these screens on individual seats?
I guess that they have like a barrier where they have the wrestlers, the real acting as real fans or whatever you call them, like what they're doing now, and then past that you have the digital fans. So I assume it'd be just probably big screen TVs with like 4 or 5 like faces just like
Which, yeah, which is... Imagine just a bunch of people like playing with their dogs and like leaving, because how many times are you at like a Zoom where you just leave or you pause the screen, so it's all these blank screens from people that just want to watch, that don't want to be on TV.
That would be good. That'd be very funny, because I usually, if I'm in like a Zoom hangout or something, if I have to go to the bathroom or something, I tilt the screen down. So because Atticus is usually just sitting next to me. So I just tilt the screen down so people can stare at Atticus.
Well, that's very fun.
And so I would love to see a bunch of cats and dogs watching SummerSlam.
Oh, man, that's pretty good. Pretty good. I like the virtual thing. I think it's fun. It's a good substitute. I think it's fun. And it's innovative. I'm fine with virtual things. Next up, Jericho and his band Fozzy have played at Sturgis this past week. I don't know how spaced out they were, in similarity to the AEW, or how festivals are doing it now. But that being said, a lot of fans are up in arms about it. They call Jericho the COVID god. Do you think Jericho is the reason that COVID is spreading?
That's what you took out of COVID God, that he's the literal God of COVID.
You believe that Jericho is the reason of the surge in the cases.
Let's blame it on Jericho, the son of a bitch. That's...
Oh, I'm going to write that down. Let's blame it on Jericho.
I guess we'll just see in 2 weeks. Sturgis is super irresponsible, I think. That existed, and there are all these photos of concert goers for like at Smash Mouth and Fozzy, and I think it's just gonna continue to be bad because that's America, and this is my take on politics right now. So
that's fair. Yeah, that's fair, Moet.
Yeah, but it is what's confusing to me is he's a good person. He seems like a good person that just does dumb things occasionally, mm-hmm. because he gave $5,000 to for Kamala's funeral services, so his family didn't have to pay for anything there, and he's consistently does that for wrestlers in need. If there's like a horrible accident, like GoFundMe page or something, he's always like putting money into those things. So it always just feels like one step forward, two steps back. Like anytime I can feel respect for him, are you getting stressed out by me?
Yes. No. I just
by my side of this, I don't know. Yeah, that's why I feel it's hard. Yeah, I think it's important to acknowledge the good, but also acknowledge the bad. Just make sure it's like, you know.
You know. Word on the street is he's a Republican.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Word that on the sucks. Street. I remember when Obama, like it's 2008, right when Obama got elected, and Jericho was on TMZ, and they're just like, hey, how do you feel about Obama becoming president? And he's just like, well, I work out, and I work hard to get abs, and now Obama wants to take 40% of my abs away.
He didn't just say that. What a dingus.
It's interesting. Last story of the afternoon week that we care about, because there's a lot of things that happen, but I don't care about them. A lot of things happen in the news. But we got Dewey Foley. Dewey Foley, Mick Foley's son, has been an important figure in the creative team as of recently. And he is one of the creative people for 205 Live alongside Adam Pearce. Moet, did you know that 205 is still around?
No, I literally thought it was over. I thought they had given up on it maybe like 6 months ago.
I did as well.
But good for Dewey, I guess. Good that he's got that. There's a little bit of nepotism being thrown around, whether or not they admit it or not. I read that Mick Foley is not admitting it. He's not. Mm-hmm. He's saying that it's all Dewey's hard work and work ethic.
Well, I do believe that 100% nepotism for him getting in the door and becoming a writer's assistant, because usually you need years of television experience. Like, they have a pretty high bar for the people that they get on. So Dewey getting that writer's assistant position was 100% nepotism. But I don't think they give him this type of responsibility unless they thought he was capable.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they've done dumber things in the past. I fully expect them to
do
that.
Let's go with that. I like that.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you feel? Do you think it's? Are you interested?
I thought this was an interesting news story because I love Foley, and I think it's interesting that his line is continuing in wrestling, despite Noel Foley's whatever she's doing. I don't even know how to
she's
describe
part of it.
It
yeah she
is a correspondent or an interviewer or she's a trying, wrestler sometimes
she's trying to become that. They because of this you made me end up on like a video rabbit hole of watching her learn how to train her training to wrestle, and she doesn't, it's not looking great. It's not looking, her future's not looking great. Yeah, in wrestling anyways.
And I don't want to speak ill of people. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Who are you speaking ill about?
I was going to speak ill of Noelle Foley.
About her, what, her training or what?
I don't know. I don't like her interview style. I've seen her at a few Comic-Cons and I've seen her do some wrestling-y things. And boy, does she get on my nerves.
Of Noel Foley. Oh, wait till Nick hears about this.
No, I don't dislike her as a person. She seems like a very sweet person. But I don't think a bubbly personality belongs on a wrestling interviewer. I feel like it's too distracting.
What do you prefer? You like the Mean Gene style?
Nope.
I like
professionalism, and I like straightforward talk. I want the attention taken off the interviewer and onto the wrestler. And I feel she's too giggly. She's freaking giggling all the goddamn time.
Oh, giggles are no
good.
And
I find it very... What's that?
Giggles are no good.
Not wrestling.
No, giggles.
Unless you're Doink the Clown.
Yeah, I was going to say I like Mean Gene style because he would like talk back at them. Like he wouldn't take sass. He would stay in characters, stay in the world, but still being like, "That's ridiculous, Hulk Hogan. How dare you? Yeah." And I always thought that was fun.
I like the straightforward, and that's why I think Tony Schiavone, if given the opportunity, is the new Mean Gene. He is the new Mean Gene because he's funny and he takes abuse, but sometimes he dishes it back.
He does, yeah, yeah. And then that gives the wrestlers fire to get back at him and be like, "How dare you? How dare you?" You know, and that's pretty fun. Him and Britt Baker do that pretty often. It's a good love team it. They have.
Hmm. Well, Mo, that's all the news I've got. Any other things to add? Anything that you saw in the week that you thought was interesting?
Yeah, Jimmy Havoc has been released. Bea Priestley has been released from AEW. Cool. And that's Sadie Gibbs. Yeah. That's crazy, but also sort of expected. I think some of them are released because of UK issues.
Yeah, like they two of them, the two female wrestlers are released because of travel restrictions. And Jimmy Havoc over the allegations against him for sexual assault and misconduct.
And he, like, got into a fight with Excalibur in, like, the first month of filming or something. Yeah, they're friggin' jerks. They got over it, but it was just, like, dumb. Like, they got drunk and started fighting each other at a bar. And then really? Yeah. But, like, the next day, like, Excalibur is like, "It's fine. We're fine. We're fine." But they, like, "Don't do that, man."
I want to fight Excalibur. Jealous.
Jimmy Havoc,
you're doing everything wrong. But that's all. That's what we got. This is the news you can't lose. This is the Loser Leaves Wrestling Crew. This is August 9th, August 16th. Please follow us on Instagram, YouTube at Loser Leaves Wrestling. Twitter, we got Loser Leaves Pod. And make sure to subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Why don't we do it right now? Do it right now. While you're on the phone, while you're watching this, go on your phone and do it. Right?
It's easy.
It's seconds.
It's easy. It's so easy. You just gotta press a couple buttons. Make our
and I don't mind begging. I don't mind begging. Like, I beg. Subscribe. Subscribe everywhere. My name is Red Jefferson.
And my name is Moa Jaswal.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.